The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI, continues to make real progress in reducing carbon emissions. A new status report from the Acadia Center finds the 9 cooperating Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states, including New York, are reaping benefits on multiple fronts. Peter Shattuck, who heads the center's Clean Energy Initiative, says since its launch in 2009, those states have cut carbon emissions by 37%.
And over that same time period, they've seen economic growth that has outpaced other states that have yet to act significantly on climate, and electricity prices are below where they were when the program launched.
Electric rates have gone up by more than 7% in other states. The status report is background material for a review to determine the future course of the program. REGGI takes a market-based cap-and-trade approach to reducing emissions, charging power plants for their carbon emissions, and using that money to create what Shattuck calls a virtuous cycle.
Reducing the carbon pollution that we don't want and investing in energy efficiency, which saves consumers money, reduces carbon pollution, and makes the cost of the program come down.
The report says investments in energy efficiency in the 9 states are up 230%, and gains are projected to continue into the future. The REGGI cap is set to reduce carbon emissions by 2.5% a year for the next 4 years, but Shattuck believes this year's review of the program could result in extending it for an additional 10 years and raising the target to 5%.
That's the trend that we've seen under REGGI to date, and anything short of doubling down will make it harder for states to achieve the reductions in climate pollution that we need to see.
Shattuck says the success of REGGI so far proves that a flexible but ambitious market-based program can produce results faster than anticipated and at lower cost. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.